With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The World Food Program says a further escalation of the Israeli-Hamas war could push nearly half of Gaza's population to the brink of starvation. Here's correspondent Charles Dale Desma.
Arif Hussein, WFP chief economist, says we have to act now.
In northern Gaza, famine is imminent, starting from now till May of this year. So it's a very short window to act.
Hussein says hundreds of thousands of people are at risk. If fighting continues and aid access not improved, famine could also hit the rest of the Gaza Strip in July this year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham meeting Monday with President Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine.
Zelensky wrote on X that he met with Graham to discuss additional war funding for Ukraine, as well as the country's eventual inclusion into NATO. Graham is one of the Senate's most outspoken advocates of additional aid for Ukraine, but also voted against an earlier bill over concerns it failed to address security at the U.S. southern border. During his meeting with Zelensky, Graham said, quote, Putin will go down in history the way all people like Putin go down in history. It's just a matter of time. Bob Agner reporting.
Hawaii's attorney general blaming a delay of the release of a key report into the deadly Maui wildfire on county agencies that forced investigators to issue subpoenas. Investigators have needed to issue 8 additional subpoenas for documents and 53 more subpoenas for interviews about the fire that killed 101 people. Prosecutors say 2 men in Southern California use high-powered rifles to kill 3 wild burros. They could face 10 years in prison. This is SRN News. A Virginia church initiative helping soon-to-be-released prisoners to create supportive communities where they can rebuild their lives, starting while they're still behind bars.
Inmates voluntarily join the chapel's classes, live stream services, and baptisms at the Chesterfield Jail. Chapel Pastor Brandon Samuel says they're supported after their release.
We have a Monday night Art in the Bible group, a Thursday night recovery group. Sunday morning, they sit together. Sunday afternoon, small group. So there's an entire structure. There's houses they live in. There's a lot of job programs. There's mechanics, construction. They're connecting them into meaningful employment.
Ex-inmates return to jail to minister and welcome new members into their community. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Actress Olivia Rodrigo promoting abortion access on her tour, handing out abortion pills. This is SRN News. America has lost a key hero. NASA space pioneer Thomas Stafford has died in Florida at the age of 93. We have more on his death from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
An Air Force pilot in the 50s, Stafford went on to become an astronaut flying Gemini and Apollo missions, including commanding the dress rehearsal for the 1969 moon landing. His final space trip, 1975, docking with a Soviet spacecraft in orbit.
Moscow is go for docking. Houston is go for docking. It's up to you guys. Have fun.
Alrighty, sounds good.
Stafford became the first American to shake hands with a Soviet counterpart in space. Later, NASA relied on Stafford's expertise for returning to space after the Columbia explosion and planning missions to Mars. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com.